inch by inch, row by row.
Time to start planting for this gardening season, and with us on the line for our usual tips and tricks and suggestions in this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
A lot of plants in the various stores around town. What should we start planting now?
Well, that's the $64 question. So the plants, and it depends on how they have been treated, really. For those plants that have, some of our local retailers, especially the ones who are long-time retailers, have overwintered plants, perennials, trees and shrubs and pots. I do some of that, and I bring stuff in, too. So those plants that have overwintered here, they can go in at any time. The ground is thawed. Those plants are hardy. No problem with those. So the usual routine, fertilizer, compost, and that sort of thing into the soil and wherever they're going to go. But the new stuff that's coming into town, new annuals, new perennials, new trees. I mean, I loaded two shipping containers with trees, maples, that are fully leafed out in Seattle and Portland area. That's going to be a shock for them to show up here and come out of those containers into the cold, cruel world. I mean, it was 60s and 70s down there. So all these new young annuals that are coming in, if they've been, some of the retailers are keeping them outside. And so pansies, for example, are a great one, and they're in full bloom. They can pretty much go into the ground right now. They are very hardy, can tolerate even a little light, some light frost, which is fairly likely at this point. But there's also a lot of our annuals, like petunias, which are a semi-tropical plant. After those, and they're sitting side by side with those petunias, and they're looking pretty sad. They should have been kept indoors until early to mid-May, until our nighttime temperatures are staying mid-40s and higher. And so what we need to do, if we want those plants, if a customer wants some of these particular colors, varieties, whatever they happen to be, bring them home, you know, buy them, if you can buy them as soon as they come out of the shipping container coming up here. And then we do our own hardening off. You know, bring them into a sheltered spot for a while first. If we've got a greenhouse, if we can make a little miniature hoop house, place on the deck where we can put some plastic up and over some boards to hold them up to give them a little warmer spot. And then as temperatures, we hope, warm up, you know, spring seems like it's been slowed down here for the last couple of weeks. And gradually get them used to our outdoor conditions. But again, we really need to know which of those plants are hardy ones, like the pansies, that can go outside. Many of the perennials are going to show up here, maybe already in bloom. I mean, columbines and delphiniums, which is a month or more earlier than they would normally bloom. Those two are going to be rather tender. So again, this hardening off process, gradual outside, full outside, open air, for start out at an hour or two a day, gradually build it up. Have our lightweight blankets ready if we're not going to be putting them back inside, so we can cover them up at night. Have some gallon jugs of water to tuck among the plants. I mean, and I'm assuming these are still in pots, grouped together, and have those gallon jugs of water, which again can also help moderate temperatures. If the sun shines, let's be positive. Yeah. When the sun shines.
May have been gone over the weekend, but we had a little bit of snow in the hills, and it got kind of frosty down here at sea level with some icy conditions. So it's, you know, it still gets kind of nippy overnight.
It is. I mean, it is still, you know, it was just tax day yesterday. So we had what was a very mild winter and starting out to be a mild spring, and it's kind of gone back to relatively normal weather. So again, for a lot of things, if folks are starting things from seed or do a search on the web about what conditions these plants want, usually they will say what temperatures they like or when to plant them outside, and they may mention last frost date. So you can plant them out a week before the last frost date or maybe 2 or 3 weeks after that. And if you're in the upper end of the Mendenhall Valley, that last frost date might be May 15th, compared to downtown where it may be May 1st or earlier. So, read, do some research, and get those plants used to being outdoors.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ed.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski, this week's edition of Garden Talk on planting. It's 9 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Pulling weeds and picking stones.